Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's a Football Friday with the Boss
and the Gloss
on the Sports Map Radio Network,
presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow
and Carla Dawson.
Welcome back, and I am delighted to tell you that we are having with us is Rick Goslin. He has covered the NFL for over 48 years. He's a Hall of Fame voter, a true NFL expert. Rick, welcome onto the show. You're listening. You're with David and Carla.
Always a pleasure to be on there.
Well, you're joining us on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. I would love to get your opinion on the quarterback transition in Miami. Ryan Fitzpatrick had played pretty well. Tua will come in after the bye week. What's your take?
They had to put him on the field. I mean, he was a top five draft pick. And you want him to sit and watch for a couple weeks. Ideally, you'd like to have a rookie quarterback come in and sit the whole year. But they're in a hurry to get good. With Brady gone, the division is winnable. And Tua is going to be their future. So get him on the field. They know what they have in Fitzpatrick. He has good games. He has bad games. He has great games. He has poor games. It was time, I believe, for them to get Tua on the field and see what they've got going forward. And I think they've got a pretty good future with Tua.
Love to shift gears to the Cowboys. Obviously, the season has unraveled pretty quickly, and now there are reports that some of the Cowboys players are unhappy with the coaching staff. What do you think the backstory is there? Is this Mike Nolan or Mike McCarthy?
Well, I can't imagine the coach is very happy with the players either. So that's it's a two-way street.
Yep.
They're underachieving. They thought they were Super Bowl contenders coming in. I didn't. I looked at that defense and I said, how? They lost four starters in the offseason. Their best interior pass rusher, their best edge rusher, their best cornerback, and their best safety. 17th pick of the draft with pressing needs on defense. They took another wide receiver to go along with the 2,000-yard receivers they had. They started the season with three more incumbent starters on the injured list. So this was a shell of a defense. They needed a pass rush to survive, and it hasn't shown up yet. They got four guys up front who are past or present Pro Bowlers. Alden Smith and Everson Griffin, DeMarcus Lawrence, Dontarian Poe. They had seven sacks total in the first six games. If you can't rush the passer, this back end is not good enough. Couple that with the fact their offensive line is now in tatters. They're at their third defensive or left tackle. They're at their third center. They're at their second right guard. They've got nothing. They got Connor Williams, who was the weak link going into the year. He's the only guy still standing. Their quarterback, their running back now can't hold on to the football. He's a fumble machine. And the quarterback is immobile. With Dak, he can make plays with the legs and escape pressure. Dalton can't. I mean, this team is a mess right now. And the players are unhappy. The coaches are unhappy. Except the players are talking about it anonymously, which I think is a bit cowardice. If you want to put your name on it, you got a complaint with the coaches, put your name on it.
And Rick, what kind of accountability does Jerry Jones have in this situation, you know, especially with the coaching staff? Does he get any blame, or do we just leave this on everything you just laid out?
Well, it's a 25-year blame.
Yeah,
I mean, he's been the GM, and they haven't won since Jimmy. You know, Jimmy left behind a Super Bowl team. They haven't come close since. He's the GM. Had he not been the owner GM, he probably would have been fired three or four times by now as the general manager. Mm-hmm. And again, his philosophy has always been offense. He won those Super Bowls with the triplets, and he thought, as long as I got guys like Aikman, Smith, and Irvin, I could win championships. So he has basically disregarded the defense for a couple decades and just worked on building his offense. Last year, they had the best offense in football, and they finished 8-8. They draft another receiver. They're going to have an even better offense this year, and he showed it. They're still number one in the league in offense. Prescott was going to set records for passing. great offense, but there's no defense. They can't win. And the problem with this offense when Dak was there is that they scored too fast. They were controlling the ball for 26 minutes a game. You're asking that defense to play 34 minutes a game and keep you in games. They can't do it. They can't do it. And now Dak is gone. He was the one guy that could have salvaged this mess. And I'm not sure how they're going to fix it in a week. I thought the Browns were a bad matchup. I thought the Cardinals were a bad matchup. I think the Redskins are a bad matchup.
You know, speaking of overrated, as we're talking about the Cowboys, you just brought up the Cleveland Browns. Everyone was, you know, last year bringing in OBJ, they had him crowned the Super Bowl champs. This year, they're so excited at 4-1, and then Pittsburgh handed it to him, sacked Mayfield four times. Mayfield was benched for Case Keenum last week. Tell me what you see in the future of the Browns. Do they hang on to Baker Mayfield as their starter? What happens with OBJ? What needs to happen there?
No, I think we'll hang on to Baker. I still have faith in Baker. I think the problem is his first 2 years, he came in, first pick of the draft. He felt he had to make every play to win every game. They brought in a new coach this year, Kevin Stefanski, and he wants to run the ball. He did it last year in Minnesota, and he's doing it here. I think Baker, as a supporting cast quarterback, you can win with him. They took the pressure off Baker. They said, Baker, you don't have to make all the throws. Just make the throws when we need you to make the throws. We're going to give the ball to Chubb. We're going to give the ball to Hunt. We're going to run the ball. We're going to control the block. We're going to play a secure football game. And all you have to do is make 20, 25 passes a game, not 40 or 50. So I think with this running game and with this defense, you can win with Mayfield. But if you're going to ask him to throw 40 times a game, you're heading in the wrong direction.
What do you do about Mayfield's fourth quarter issues of his happy feet and where his accuracy just goes out the window?
Get in the lead. Get in the lead and play in front where you can run the football. I mean, this was a script I saw the Cowboys win Super Bowls with. I mean, this was not a Troy Aikman offense. This was an Emmitt Smith offense. And Troy would throw 20, 22, 23 times a game, but he made the throws that mattered. Yeah, if you're coming from behind, your quarterback's going to have more turnovers. And last week it was a debacle. They're not on the level with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh may be the best team in football.
Agreed.
So they're not there yet. I mean, they would hope to be a wild card team. They're not in contention for a division title. But yeah, the key for Baker is getting a lead, run the football. Don't let him throw in the fourth quarter.
We're talking to Rick Gosselin. He's covered the NFL for over 48 years. He's a Hall of Fame voter. Rick, I want to ask you, talking about quarterbacks who do better with a lead. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, they've struggled to come from behind. They're 5-1. How do you evaluate Lamar Jackson's development now?
Well, he's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not Drew Brees. He's not there because he's a great passer. He's there because he's got a great set of legs to go with his passing. And like you said, when they get in front, they're tough to beat because they can run the ball and Jackson can scramble. But if you're going to ask Lamar to stand back there in a pocket, it's tough to come from behind with a running quarterback. Quarterback's got to throw it. You know, Steve Young and John Elway both evolved from a running quarterback to a throwing quarterback. That's how you win games the fourth quarter. Your quarterback has to pass the football. And right now, Jackson is still a stronger runner than he is a passer.
Another team we've been wondering about as perhaps overrated, the Bills. They are 4-2. They're atop the AFC East. They didn't look so good last week. Are they the team to beat in the AFC East now?
Yeah, I think clearly they're the team to beat in the AFC East. You know, Tua is going to have his rookie issues.
Yep.
All rookie quarterbacks do. The Jets are a debacle. The Patriots, they're not the team they were a year ago. You know, with all the players that opted out and, you know, losing Brady. Newton is like Jackson. He's not a guy that's going to, you know, beat you with his arm in the fourth quarter. You know, his strength is his mobility. You can see when he gets close to the goal line, they're giving the ball to Newton, letting him run. Josh Allen is the best quarterback in that division. And Josh Allen's got the best arm in that division. And he's got superior weapons. I thought getting Stephon Diggs was a great addition for the Bills. He's got Beasley underneath. They've got a top 10 defense. I like what the Bills have going. Now, this is not a team that's going to go 13-3. This is not the Jim Kelly Bills, but this team could go 10-6, win the division and host a playoff game, maybe win a playoff game. You know, this is a team that's building and building on momentum. They're not there yet, but give Allen another year with this offense. And I think they're right there next year.
We're talking with Rick Gosselin, Hall of Fame voter, author of the football book, Goodfellows, The Champions of St. Ambrose. So, Rick, we've got several one-win teams this season already, and the Texans are part of that. You know, I look at the New York Giants. I look at the Washington football team. I just have a hard time putting them on the same level with Houston based on their talent. Do you feel like the Texans have earned a spot in this unwelcome club, or do you feel like they were dealt a bad seed with the tough schedule that they had in the opening four games?
Everybody has tough schedules. I don't see how you could have Deshaun Watson as your quarterback if he's 1-5. It's not possible.
You know, is Bill O'Brien your general manager and coach?
Well, he's no longer there now, so we'll see. I don't think they'll be hanging around in the neighborhood with the Giants and Redskins much longer. The quarterback's too good. You know, it puzzled me. I'm still puzzled why they would trade DeAndre Hopkins. You can talk all you want about contract, but you're trying to accelerate the development of a young quarterback, so you take away his best weapon. I mean, how does that make any sense at all? So they've got the pieces to be a dominant defense. They've got the quarterback, and I'm a big believer in Deshaun Watson. This guy's a franchise quarterback. There's no way this team should be 1-5. I think they'll get it fixed, but they've got to do a better job protecting him. I mean, he can't take the beating he takes. He's been taking for the last couple of years, and even this year. And he's your franchise. He's the guy that's going to take you where you want to go. You got to protect him, and that'll be the key. I think if you can protect Watson, he can win games for you.
No, I agree, but I don't know any team that started out with Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore like the Texans did.
If you think you're a Super Bowl player, if you think you're a Super Bowl contender, playoff team, you got to play those teams. You got to play them at some point,
right? Yep. No,
so,
I agree.
You know, own up. You know, play. You know, be better. You know, maybe O'Brien was a problem. Maybe the game plans weren't good enough. But the bottom line is you got to play him soon. At some point. Better get him out of the way early.
Well, it's clear O'Brien was the problem because they look a lot better in the two games since he's been gone.
Sure. Yeah, Romeo's safe. He's safe.
Rick would love to ask you, what names are you watching closely at the trade deadline?
Well, I'm more focused on the Cowboys, but I don't know that they're going to make a deal. I tweeted early in the week, if I were the Cowboys, I would call Earl Thomas and Eric Reed today and bring in two guys. They don't cost you a player or a draft pick.
Yep.
They're both starting safeties last year. They both have a history of plays. I don't know what the Cowboys are waiting for. And frankly, I also tweeted, I'd call Colin Kaepernick. Behind this offensive line, you need a mobile quarterback. He's the only mobile quarterback out there. And you're going to find out once and for all if Colin Kaepernick wants to play football. If he turns the Cowboys down, then you're done. Then there's no call that the NFL's blackballing Colin Kaepernick. So I'd call Kaepernick. I'd call Reed Thomas. This is a desperate team. I think the Cowboys, I don't think they'll make a trade, but I wouldn't mind seeing them pick up the phone.
Any other big-name players you envision getting traded?
Well, the Eagles are trying to dump some salaries. They got a couple of receivers they like to move.
Yep.
Alshon Jeffrey and DeSean Jackson. Jackson got hurt last night, so that kind of squirrels that. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody sniffs around on Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. We talked earlier. I mean, the guy, back-to-back games, they won. He threw three touchdowns apiece. I mean, you can win with Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you think you got a playoff team and you're a little dicey at quarterback, you could probably get Fitzpatrick on the cheap. I wouldn't mind getting him. I could see Fitzpatrick moving on the trade deadline.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. Obviously, Fitzpatrick's time in Miami seems to be waning here with the Tua time. That's right. Rick Goslin, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Sure, my pleasure, guys.
Great to have you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.